Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you are just leaving the Donald Trump rally at the landing, I hope that was a lot of fun for you. Our very own Christy Turner was live tweeting the event. If you haven't had a chance yet, give us a follow on Twitter at WOKV News and check out all of that. We're retweeting her really, really insightful stuff from the rally. So we hope you enjoyed it and you're having a good drive back. But it is Saturday, October 24th. We are in the studio. We are live. It is gorgeous out. This is Ask the Doctor. I'm Tim Tompkins. Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5, and it is every single Saturday at 2 o'clock here on News 104.5 WOKV. And today we are going to be talking about new recommendations by the American Cancer Society regarding mammograms. And so in the studio, we have Dr. Joseph Parks. He's a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at St. Vincent's. Dr. Parks, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. I mean, cancer is something that if it doesn't affect you directly, that it will affect somebody you know and a family member, a friend. And it's just something that really touches a lot of people and it changes lives. And that's why these new recommendations, I feel like, have to be taken so seriously.
Absolutely. Breast cancer, particularly, you know, affecting women who are, you know, a cornerstone to everyone's families, really has a widespread reach in terms of negative implications on people of all walks of life. So with any cancer, in the United States healthcare system now, the emphasis is on preventative care. And historically with breast cancer, that's been done through mammography. In doing so, there's been widespread screenings, and this has at times led to what we've deemed as unnecessary biopsies, unnecessary, more invasive procedures to detect whether abnormalities are actually something to be concerned about in the long term. And in looking at some of these collateral issues, they've begun to review how frequently we should actually look at mammography and how we can cut back on some undue invasive procedures as well, some undue patient concern and worry. And in doing so, they've really applied a lot of epidemiological statistics to the current protocols, and they've developed these new recommendations that substantially lessen the amount of mammography women should undergo over the course of a lifetime.
So it was supposed to start at 40 for women getting the annual mammograms, and now they want you to start at 45?
Right. So then the current recommendations, and one thing that has to be kept in mind is that all these things are recommendations, and everyone's healthcare really should be an individualized approach between the individual and the healthcare provider. But the previous recommendations were annual mammography beginning at the age of 40 and continuing on. Currently, the recommendations are being shifted to annual mammography beginning at age 45 through 55, and then mammography every other year after that. The important thing to understand about these recommendations, in addition to that they are simply recommendations, is that these are recommendations for individuals, for all comers, people that don't have any really significant family history of breast cancer, people that haven't had, you know, a diagnosis or any kind of a breast cancer scare in the past. And so, you know, this isn't a recommendation that necessarily applies to everyone.
Right. It's to each individual person. And if you have a question for Dr. Parks, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. And that's really important. Idea that you just brought up is that these recommendations aren't for people with a family history of breast cancer or maybe are at a higher risk. And what are some people apart from the family history that might be considered at a higher risk of developing breast cancer one day?
Well, so if you've had any kind of abnormalities on mammography before, whether even if they've been diagnosed as benign, you know, those things make mammograms, you know, those abnormalities may be precursors of cancer. They may be considered completely benign, but they may also be benign findings that make mammography more difficult to detect carcinogenic findings. And so in those individuals, you know, mammography or even MRI may be considered, and the frequency may be increased simply on the difficulty of surveilling them otherwise.
Yeah, I was reading stories about women who had a false positive that they would get with some of these tests, so they could go through chemo and they could go through the radiation and the mastectomies and all of that for a false positive. So mammograms can save lives, but I guess they're trying to avoid that from happening if at all costs.
Right. Well, so to kind of clarify, what's being detected on mammograms and what the new recommendations is aiming to clarify isn't necessarily people having false positives that lead to surgery and actual therapy, but people having false positives that lead to invasive biopsies and periods of stress and strain on the patient while they wait for the results. There's another line of development kind of in the world of breast cancer where they're looking at people who have very low-grade or very, very early non-invasive breast cancers that have historically been detected on mammography and out of an abundance of caution have been treated. But there's some evidence today beginning to emerge that, you know, possibly some of these patients can be watched and followed and that some of these lesions may resolve on their own if they've gone undetected by mammograms.
And so you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Again, it's every single Saturday at 2 o'clock, and it is brought to you by St. Vincent's. The number to call if you have a question for Dr. Parks is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. So St. Vincent's just did something that I thought was really awesome, and that was earlier this week. It was at the town center, Maggiano's Little Italy, I believe, but it was all in regards to Breast Reconstruction Day. And I hear that you were actually at that event. How did it go? What was it like?
Absolutely. It was a fantastic event. So this is an event that myself and my two partners, our practice as a whole, really takes an integrated role in. So in terms of breast reconstruction, there's a lot of different options, and they all have great aesthetic results, but there can be, you know, various problems with each different option. And so we found that this particular event is a great opportunity for patients who are considering mastectomy, who are considering reconstruction, or who have already undergone these procedures to kind of all come together and discuss their experiences. And we're actually able to get volunteer patients to come and go into closed off booths where, you know, people who are curious about, you know, what the results look like, kind of what their options are, can actually go and see a real life patient who's undergone the various reconstructive options, and they found it to be very helpful.
Oh, absolutely. I know that I've talked to women who have had mammograms before, and they just say they were going into the whole situation just with so many questions. And it's a really great event that St. Vincent's did where, you know, they can come in and they can talk to not only a doctor and a surgeon and everything, but talk to women who have gone through the experience. One thing that I found really interesting and something that I love the fact that you guys do this over at St. Vincent's, and that the art of 3D tattooing, and was something that I hadn't even considered an option for women before, but just that whole well-rounded approach to all of the reconstruction and the different options you have. Are you familiar with the 3D tattooing at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have in our practice an individual who travels kind of around the state of Florida providing this service, and so historically with nipple reconstruction, you know, there's some procedures you can do to create the nipple, but for the coloring, you know, you really have to get a tattoo anyway. So the 3D nipple tattooing is really kind of taking one step out, a surgical step out of the nipple reconstruction, and provides patients with a very, very realistic appearance in the nipple without, you know, continual projection, and people are just super happy with it.
So are there any situations in which a woman maybe, because there's a lot of women that are having these mastectomies that maybe don't have tattoos, and they're scared to get them for whatever reason. And are there any, though, that should consider that as a first option?
In most instances, when a woman has a diagnosis of breast cancer and undergoes a mastectomy, her nipple is taken with the mastectomy specimen. There are instances where the surgeon's able to preserve the nipple, and so that patient doesn't need to consider any nipple reconstruction. But for outside of those patients, which is the large majority, have no nipple at all. And so once that's done, in order to have the appearance and really complete the aesthetic goals of the reconstruction itself, you have to come up with a way to create the nipple. And so in the past, they utilized some skin grafts, et cetera. But all those things entailed, you know, utilizing other parts of the patient's body and additional incisions and scars. So the plastic surgery community as a whole, I feel like, is really kind of migrated towards, nipple reconstruction, utilizing a tattoo for at least some component of it almost globally.
I just love all the thought that goes into it. And breast cancer, and really all cancer, is such an awful thing to go to. I mean, you go into it, you have your chemo, then if it's breast cancer, then you have the mastectomy, and then you have your radiation for some people. And just the whole process, I mean, it wears down on the body, on the soul, and the mind. And it's great that they're not only looking to get women back to a place where they're healthy again, but to a place where they feel good about themselves. And that's partially where your practice kind of comes into it. So you work out of Clay County, and I believe that you told me that you also have an office in Riverside at the St. Vincent's there. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, the number for that, by the way, is 262-3372. But what exactly do you do? You were mentioning a little bit off there. I believe you said had to do with abdominal and taking the tissue from the stomach, but just the fat tissue, not the muscle. Maybe you can go into a little bit more detail.
Yeah, so the options for breast reconstruction are really to either use a prosthetic device like a breast implant versus using an autologous approach, which just means using your own tissue. And both of these are great options, and they can kind of be individualized depending on what investments the patient wants to make surgically, kind of what their lifestyle is long term. But in terms of the abdominally based surgery, in the past, that was done by sacrificing the actual abdominal wall muscle to utilize that to really support the tissue that was moved. Today, we're able to actually remove the tissue, and conceptually, this is a tummy tuck and utilizing the tissue that would otherwise be discarded. And so we're able to take that tissue without taking any of the muscle and then transferring that onto the chest. And it results in a patient with a natural breast reconstruction that feels natural. It looks very natural. It has a very natural droop that appears like a native breast that you really can't achieve with an implant. And the reconstruction is warm. It if they gain and lose weight, it fluctuates symmetrically with the other breast and with the rest of the patient's body. So it's really a very natural appearance, a very natural approach to breast reconstruction, and it's something that we're really happy to bring to this community and to offer to North Florida as a whole.
So you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you have a question for Dr. Parks, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. So let's say somebody is about to have mastectomy, and they are going to have to go through breast reconstructive surgery. And you just spoke about how sometimes they use a prosthetic, sometimes they use the person's own body, their stomach fat and all that. And so you get a tummy tuck out of it. That's fantastic. But is that an option that is with the patient, or is that something that doctors kind of choose for them? And if so, what are some things that need to be taken into account when deciding which way to go?
Well, so, my approach to reconstructive surgery with all these patients is really that it's, kind of a team decision, and they are a key component of the team. There are some overarching, medical issues that do kind of need to be considered. But for the most part, though, the patient really has a large role in the final decision making. Some of the things that can limit the utility of the abdominal tissue are whether or not they've had previous surgeries there, and whether or not and honestly, that's really probably the biggest limiting factor. And then, of course, that they need, if they're really, really thin, then that's not going to be an option either.
How about C-sections? If a woman's had a C-section before, does that, when you're referring to surgeries done there, is that something that could limit whether or not they were able to do it?
Right. No, we haven't found very many times that we've been limited by a C-section scar. It's certainly always a remote possibility, but for the most part, though, that those patients are certainly not dissuaded from going with that route.
Well, that's fantastic. So again, you're listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I have Dr. Joseph Parks here in the studio. We are coming up on a break right now, but we have a lot more time. So stay with us. If you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's.
We are less than a month away till the road to the White House with Jamie Dupree, Herman Cain, and Neil Bortz, and tickets are almost gone. Go to WOKV.com now to lock in your seats before they sell out. Brought to you by Madden Advisory Service.
I'm WOKV's Tim Tompkins. Join me every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 for Ask the Doctor, sponsored by St. Vincent's Healthcare. Listen or even call in for the latest health and medical news. The doctors will answer your questions on everything from frequent headaches to vaccines to heart disease. Ask the Doctor, sponsored by St. Vincent's Healthcare, Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 WOKV.
Chrysler Anniversary Celebration. Offers with approved credit. See dealer for complete details.
We're having a sale that will certainly be a treat for all new car buyers. At Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Bay Meadows. Drive a new Chrysler 200 and save up to $7,900 off MSRP. Save thousands on a new Ram truck, regular cab, or crew cab. Every new Jeep Grand Cherokee is sale price for the best savings of the year. Our fall sale runs through Halloween. Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I-295 and Bay Meadows.
Attention Medicare members, time is running out to switch plans for 2016. Now's the time to enroll in a United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plan that offers more benefits and services than original Medicare. Many plans include prescription drug coverage without costing more. You'll still have to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Don't wait. Open enrollment ends December 7th. To learn more, call United Healthcare at 1-855-262-3322 or go to uhcmedicare.com. That's 1-855-262-3322.
Hi, my name is Sam Sassine, Vice President of Sales.
Hi, my name is Joe Sassine, Vice President of Operations.
The one thing about WOKV is it's hitting a local market. And not only that, it's hitting the listeners that we need to be doing business with.
I just don't have enough good things to say about WOKV. Great ideas, great production, and great results.
Call Sales Manager Eric Lauer directly at 245-8602. News 104.5 WOKV. Your business can depend on it.
So you're looking for a washing machine in a big box store? Mistake. Don't do it. You can't get a Speed Queen washer there, and you want a Speed Queen washer. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin, your local appliance guy at Martin Appliance. You need a washer that actually washes the clothes. Speed Queen. You are sick of flimsy one-year warranties and deserve a three-year full warranty. Free. Speed Queen. You always hear they don't build them like they used to. Not true with Speed Queen. You are tired of throwaway machines that cost more to fix than replace and want one that is designed to last 25 years. Speed Queen. The reviews are stellar. The warranty is extensive. The construction is solid. On sale at Martin Appliance on Blanding Boulevard in Orange Park, 1 mile south of Kingsley, across from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Click martinappliance.com or call 213-9100. That's 213-9100.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance family.
Herman Cain here. And like most people, I love getting a luxury experience without having to pay the high price. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. Because at Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville, you get the Brumos Buy. The Brumos Buy lets you shop for a pre-owned Lexus and know you're getting the best price since they always check their prices against the competition. Plus, they put the Brumos Buy price on every vehicle up front, so you don't have to haggle. Not to mention incredible offers like buying a 2013 certified pre-owned ES350 for just $25,500. Or a 2013 RX350 for just $29,500. What are you waiting for? Get the Brumos Buy today at Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and tell them Herman sent you or visit Brumos.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Variable cloudiness for the rest of the day today. A little bit breezy at times and a few widely scattered showers. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s inland and the upper 70s at the beaches. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, low to mid 60s. It's an 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy, a few showers, and it'll be warm for your Sunday. Tomorrow's high is 80 to 85. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny, a few showers in the lower 80s, and a few scattered showers increase for Wednesday, otherwise partly cloudy and in the low 80s. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Action News Jax, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I am Tim Tompkins, and again, you're listening to Ask the Doctor. It is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. If you are just leaving the Donald Trump rally downtown, I hope you had a lot of fun, and make sure you follow us on Twitter at WOKV News. Our very own Chrissy Turner was live tweeting from the event. She did a fantastic job, so you want to check that out if you weren't there. And by all means, we are talking about breast cancer reconstruction today, as well as the new mammogram suggestions, guidelines by the American Cancer Society. So in the studio, we have Dr. Joseph Parks with, or at St. Vincent's, excuse me. He's a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. And so if you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. We will go to our first caller. We have Kim over on the south side. Kim, thank you so much for calling in to ask the doctor.
Thank you.
So you had a question regarding skin graft.
I do. I'm calling. My mother just recently had a mastectomy, double mastectomy, and is awaiting reconstructive surgery. She lost a lot of weight during her chemo treatment for the past 3 months that led up to where she is now. And she's been told that they'll have to wait and hold off on the reconstruction for a while, probably at least 2 months, and that when they set out to do it, they're going to take skin or graft skin from her back. She has a little pot belly right now, so she doesn't weigh a lot, but she has a pot belly, and I'm sure she'd love to know why the skin can't be grafted from her stomach. Mm-hmm. And get that bonus tummy tuck that you're talking about.
Right. Well, so there's individualized considerations with every patient that undergoes breast reconstruction, and so the abdominally based surgery that we perform is a fairly complex surgery, and it's fairly time consuming, and so you really want to consider how good of a surgical candidate an individual is before you sign them up to undergo all that. While a lot of women are great candidates for it, if you have someone with a little bit more advanced age or any other comorbidities or medical problems, then you're a little more reluctant to invest that patient in, a longer anesthetic time, as well as a longer recovery time when there are other, good options that may fit their medical needs a little bit better.
I see. All right. That explains something, and I'll be able to start the conversation with her then.
Yeah.
And then she can talk with her doctor more on that.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Dr. Park.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Kim. We really do appreciate you. And if your mother happens to be around and she has a question for Dr. Parks, by all means, have her call in. The number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. Dr. Parks, so you're at the St. Vincent's over in Clay County. Can you tell me a little bit about your practice, what you do, and how people can get a hold of you there?
Yeah, so we're an all-encompassing plastic and reconstructive practice. The focus is really breast cancer awareness, breast cancer reconstruction, but we're doing all cosmetics, body contouring after massive weight loss. I personally do a lot of head and neck reconstruction after skin cancer removal. So people that, have had little skin cancers taken off by their dermatologist or have been newly diagnosed with skin cancers in sensitive areas, we kind of do take care of those problems with kind of keeping the aesthetics of the face in mind.
And I'm sure you see a lot of that living here in Florida.
Absolutely.
How much my mother, the entire time I was growing up, has just been hammering sunscreen. Wear sunscreen,
right.
Wear sunscreen. How much does that really matter?
It does. It makes a big difference, and it really should be worn every day, particularly in a subtropical setting like this.
So just when you're getting up and you're leaving the house in the morning, make sure you put on that sunscreen. And
that's the recommendation for sure.
I mean, it's just so hard to do. It is so hard when you're waking up in the morning. You got to brush your teeth, comb your hair, get out of the shower, feed the dog, do all that to remember to do it. But you got to do it. It's important. I think a different doctor we had on a couple weeks ago was saying that nearly half of all Floridians will have some sort of cancer in their lifetime, and that's an astounding number. But you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I have Dr. Parks here in the studio. We have lots of time coming up, and stay with us. There's news, weather, and traffic coming up next here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Excitement turning to terror at the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade as a car plows into spectators, killing at least three people, injuring 22.
It first struck an unmanned police motorcycle, which was working the parade assignment, and then continued and struck a crowd of people.
Stillwater Police Captain Kyle Gibbs, the woman behind the wheel, is in custody on a DUI charge. The game between Oklahoma State and Kansas will still take place. And the body of Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler returns home today. 39-year-old was first U.S. service member killed in action in the fight against ISIS.
Sources say Wheeler, like all Delta operators, was under strict orders to stay out of the fight. But when things went south, Wheeler ran toward the gunfire to help his Kurdish partners, and it cost him his life.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, Fox News. We report. You decide.
Jacksonville. 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm WOKV's Tim Tompkins. Join me every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 for Ask the Doctor, sponsored by St. Vincent's Healthcare. Listen or even call in for the latest health and medical news. The doctors will answer your questions on everything from frequent headaches to vaccines to heart disease. Ask the Doctor, sponsored by St. Vincent's Healthcare, Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Real Possibilities Minute, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in Jacksonville. Want to get the most out of life? Check out AARP's Life Reimagined, a program all about discovering your possibilities and helping you come up with a plan to make them into a reality. Attend a free workshop to get guidance and support for reimagining your career, relationships, health, and finances. If you don't think a lifetime of learning when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Visit aarp.org/Jacksonville to learn more. And check out everything else AARP is doing, like connecting you with free screenings of new and classic films, providing resources to caregivers, and hosting free AARP tech workshops, hands-on events to help you stay up to speed with today's gadgets and technology. That's aarp.org/Jacksonville. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
You know why girls in Jacksonville are wearing engagement rings with bigger diamonds? It's because Global Diamonds is here, and smart shoppers have discovered they can get bigger, better quality diamonds for less. What's the secret? Global Diamonds is Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, a retail store that's actually owned by a major diamond wholesaler overseas. Our diamonds come straight from the source without all those middleman markups and ridiculous retail pricing games. The values are unbeatable, and so is the selection. Global has in stock one of the largest selections of certified diamonds in America. Princess cuts, emerald cuts, rounds, ovals, cushion cuts, from a half carat up to 5 carats. And we've got the designer rings on every girl's wish list. So if you're getting engaged, whether you're a bartender or a bank president, soldier or a surgeon, you need to discover this radical new concept in jewelry retailing. Global Diamonds, official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars, where active military personnel get extra discounts every day. At the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI. Online at globaldiamondsusa.com.
Did you know that 98% of first-time visitors will leave your website without taking the action you want them to? What if I told you that you could stay right there in front of them wherever they go online? Yep, all those ads they see could be yours. Cool, right? It's called retargeting, and your business can do it with Codan. A customer's decision cycle can be long, but with retargeting, you can stay top of mind. Find out more at CodanWorks.com. That's CodanWorks.com. Codan. Internet marketing easy.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
An 8 on the WOKV weather meter. A mix of clouds and sun today. Breezy and a few widely scattered showers. Highs in the lower 80s. A little bit cooler at the beaches. Partly cloudy and mild tonight from 60 to 65 for the low temperatures. And tomorrow will be partly cloudy. A few showers. A warm Sunday with highs in the low to mid 80s. Monday and Tuesday will be partly sunny with a few showers in the low 80s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and highs between 80 and 85. With your First Alert Forecast, I'm Action News Jax Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Leaving downtown on 95 southbound, I'm seeing delays because of a broken down vehicle after US 90 blocking the right lane. These delays are stretching past Atlantic, 18 minutes from the I-10 split to the Beltway. Heading towards the beaches on Butler, eastbound is a speed limit drive, 13 minutes from I-95 past the town center to A1A. Leaving Orange Park on the West Beltway, southbound is moving up to speed, 10 minutes from Blanding over to Buckman Bridge to I-95. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Jasmine Romaine.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 at WOKV. I am Tim Tompkins, and every single Saturday, you can get your health questions answered. All you got to do is call the number 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. If you have a question for Dr. Parks today, or if you just want to tune in, it's a 104.5 on the radio dial, and it is brought to you by St. Vincent's every Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you are just now leaving the Donald Trump rally, we hope you had a lot of fun. And by all means, please leave us an open mic on the News 104.5 app. Let me know what you thought about it. And you might just hear yourself on the radio on Jacksonville's Morning News, Monday starting at 5 a.m. But we aren't here to talk about the Donald Trump rally. We are here to talk about the new recommendations from the American Cancer Society about when and how often women should get mammograms. Mammograms are life-saving, something you should do that's a life-saving option for yourself, but they now recommend that women should start getting mammograms at the age of 45, annually anyway, at the age of 45 instead of 40. And Dr. Parks, who is here in the studio with us today, is that for all women?
That's for women, just your standard woman with no history of breast cancer, no really significant family history of breast cancer, and no concerns about any kind of genetic mutations or previous radiation to the chest wall, et cetera, that may put them at a higher risk for breast cancer.
And so also another change that I guess a lot of people aren't talking about quite as much is it's my understanding that the older you get, the higher your likelihood of developing cancer. But they want women at the age of 55 to start doing them biannually. But it seems that seems counterintuitive.
Well, so some of the considerations that they take in this, recommendations were really generated on with a more sophisticated kind of statistical approach to how breast cancer in our American population is managed. And so one of the considerations is that, you know, once a patient's over the age of 55, the cancers tend to be slower growing. So that monitoring them on a biannual basis appears to be a safe approach. In addition to that, as a patient ages, slower growing, more indolent or less malignant tumor may have less of an impact on their overall life expectancy. And so when a woman reaches the age of 70, 75, it's been brought into question as to whether or not aggressive surveillance for a breast cancer is even necessary, in that they may not, their cancer may be so slow growing that it may be something that they're able to live with without aggressive treatment, rather than aggressively treating them and putting them in front of all the risk involved with surgery and chemotherapy and radiation. So really, you know, it's a more sophisticated look at things, and you know, there's definitely some good in the recommendations.
Well, I'm sure that has to be all taken into account. If you know anybody that's gone through chemotherapy, it's a really long endeavor. It's really taxing on the soul and on the body and on the mind. And I can totally imagine that there is a certain age in which the chemotherapy maybe can do more harm than good at that point in your life. But so one question I have is, so someone has been diagnosed with breast cancer and they're going through chemotherapy and all the things that they have to go through. When should they ask to see a plastic surgeon? At what point should they say, hey, I not only want to see my doctor, but I want to see the plastic surgeon in regards to the reconstructive surgery?
Right. So patients, oftentimes present to their oncologist or even their surgeon initially after having the diagnosis of breast cancer. And it's been reported that, up to 70% of new cancer diagnosis, patients with a new breast cancer diagnosis are unaware of their reconstructive options. And even patients that aren't necessarily going to undergo a mastectomy, if they're going to go have a cancer resection within the parameters of a breast reduction, which is, you know, it can be a lot of different areas of the breast, then, you know, a plastic surgeon can be involved in what isn't even necessarily a breast reconstruction, but is just trying to make the removal of the cancer surgery have a better aesthetic result. So, you know, I really feel like if a woman has been diagnosed with breast cancer, she's considering any kind of surgery on her breast, you know, she will benefit from, you know, consultation with a plastic surgeon.
And the number to reach you at, not just on the show, if you want to call in, by all means, please do. It's 340-1045. But the number to reach your practice, that number is 262-3372. Again, that is 262-3372. So there's a couple different kinds of options, though. They can get the prosthetics, implants, and they can get the other ones, which is actually takes part of your own body and uses that. Can you kind of explain how that works?
Yeah. So basically, the tissue on your abdomen that's located below your belly button and kind of above the natural fold that exists down around your pubis bone is the major blood supply to that comes from blood vessels that are down kind of in your groin. And so we're able to take that tissue off of the anterior wall of your abdomen and isolate those blood vessels down through the muscle. Historically, people would take the entire muscle and utilize that as part of the reconstruction. But today we really preserve that, which leads to a much lower rate of hernia and bulge creation.
And it just seems like not taking the muscle would also make life after the surgery just a whole lot easier.
Absolutely. The long-term effects of breast cancer diagnosis and reconstructions are definitely something that you know, probably isn't talked about enough on the front end, and is something that the patients are certainly curious about. You know, once the cancer is effectively treated, depending on the stage, but even in more advanced stages, you know, breast cancer is still considered a very survivable illness, and the patients will go on oftentimes to live a long life. The major considerations in terms of a prosthetic versus an autologous or using your own tissue is that with a prosthetic reconstruction, the implants, while they're considered permanent, they're really not lifetime devices, and they're in all likelihood going to need to be replaced or exchanged in the next 10 to 15 years. And so a very young woman diagnosed with breast cancer really needs to consider that, you know, she may, you know, live another 40 years and during that time need, you know, 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 more surgeries simply just for maintenance of the implant.
And you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. It is every Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you have a question for Dr. Parks, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. So someone comes in and they have the breast reconstruction surgery done. How long can they expect to be in the hospital?
So it depends on what type of reconstruction you have. So if you have a prosthetic reconstruction, so at the time of the mastectomy, we place what's called a tissue expander, which is basically a deflated implant that will then be inflated in the office over a period of weeks to months. They usually stay in the hospital 1 to 2 nights. But with that approach, you have to understand that they're going to need to invest another surgical day when the tissue expander will be removed and replaced with a permanent implant. So, and that's usually an outpatient case, but that's still, you know, another day when they are undergoing anesthesia. With the abdominally based tissue or breast reconstruction, those patients are usually in the hospital for 3 to 4 days, but they're certainly investing a little bit more in terms of the overall recovery time because you have two areas of your body that have been operated on. And it's just a longer anesthetic exposure, so they're certainly, you know, just need a little bit more time to get going. But the beauty of that is, you know, oftentimes when those patients leave the hospital, they never have to come back for any reason at all.
So how long of a process is it altogether? Because it sounds like you don't just see a plastic surgeon once. It sounds like it's a couple of visits. And then we spoke earlier a little bit about the 3D tattooing that some women opt to
right.
do.
It's really kind of individualized depending on what adjunctive therapies patients need. If they need chemotherapy or radiation, you know, in those instances, those are periods of time that the surgeons kind of step back and allow the cancer to be completely treated and for all the tissues to recover in the case of radiation and allow the patient to metabolically recover in the case of chemotherapy. And so those things can certainly prolong the woman's, you know, path to recovery from breast cancer. So, I mean, it honestly varies depending on their individual circumstances from, a one-time surgical intervention with the recovery associated with that to, you know, patients undergoing, you know, reconstructive procedures and chemotherapeutic procedures for, you know, years even.
Absolutely. Well, you're listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Tim Tompkins here. It's brought to you by St. Vincent's. I have Dr. Parks here in the studio with me answering your questions. And on the line, we have Bruce over on the north side. Bruce, thank you so much for calling Ask the Doctor.
Yeah, hi. I got a question about my wife, actually.
Okay.
She has fought lung cancer, radiation and chemo. And she's had a lot of scans and chest x-rays, and I'm wondering about her chances of breast cancer being increased or not.
So, you know, in these types of situations, you have to take it as it comes. So, you know, I think that it's certainly appropriate that she's undergone all these treatments and scans in terms of treating, you know, another known illness. To say precisely what if that increases her risk or how much it increases her risk would be very difficult to say in an individual. You know, it's certainly, you know, true that exposure to certain types of radiation can increase the risk of any type of cancer, but you know, really, in terms of those therapies, particularly for lung cancer, increasing risk of breast cancer, you know, I wouldn't borrow trouble, and I would just go forward with any recommendations.
Okay, just go with the normal mammograms. No, it shouldn't be anything additional.
Right. No, I wouldn't recommend anything additional on her. You know, if there's some changes to the breast secondary to the radiation that make mammography difficult or even uncomfortable to her, sometimes the skin envelope's tightened, you know, she may consider MRI.
Do the head to thigh scans that they do, would they show anything in the breast area?
They potentially could. I'm not positive exactly what scans she's had, but she's had MRIs for other reasons, and the breast mound is included in the field. Then if there's a glaring abnormality or even a small one, then the radiologist certainly looks.
Well, they've been pet with cat and with contrast.
Right. I if this study wasn't specifically ordered to evaluate her breast, I would not let that substitute for a routine screening mammogram.
Okay, I'm glad you. Okay, that's interesting information. Yeah. I'll pass it on to her.
Well, thank you so much for the phone call, Bruce. We really do appreciate that. So we have Gloria over in Middleburg. Gloria, you are on Ask the Doctor. You have a question regarding sunscreen with advanced age?
Yes, I do. I'm in my 80s, and they say that all the damage we do is back when we're 16 or 17. Do I still need to use sunscreen?
I will still use sunscreen. I think that's true, that a lot of it is from exposure at a younger age. But, you know, sunscreen benefits also from, you know, just sunburning, and that's certainly something that's uncomfortable and can happen to anyone at any age. So I am not going to be the doctor that tells you not to wear sunscreen.
Okay, well, I don't burn. I'm dark complexion.
I'd but, still wear it.
You know, but still. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call, Gloria. That's a funny question. So I didn't know that. So most of the damage we've done to our bodies are by the time that we've reached the age of 20?
Well, you know, that's kind of what some of the evidence shows. But, you know, it's the sun is the sun. And you certainly, as you advance in age, your cells are less apt to recover from any kind of damage. And so, you know, People develop skin cancers at older ages, and some of that may be from exposure at younger ages. But, you know, a lifetime of exposure is a lifetime of exposure, and there's no need to take chances.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll see those people out there in Jack's Beach that are just out there surfing or laying out in the sun for days, and just man, they look burned. I do hope that they wear their sunscreen. So what is the recovery like after you've had this reconstructive surgery?
So, you know, it's usually, so everybody's recovery is again, like everything else, individualized, but usually we tell people about 4 to 6 weeks until they're kind of back to their normal activities. In terms of the abdominal surgery, it may be a little closer to 8 weeks. You know, there is some limitation in their ability to exercise, and we put some of those limitations on people because we really want everything to kind of heal up in terms of that. But yeah, you know, it's like any surgery. It's really, you know, 4 to 6 weeks until you're kind of back to full activity.
Well, okay, so 4 to 6 weeks you're back to full activity. If you're going to have this abdominal procedure that you were talking about, should you have a caretaker scheduled, someone to come check in on you? I'm assuming that by full activity you mean back to how life was before. But what about just getting around the house, cooking dinner, doing the laundry?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, anyone who carries one of these diagnoses really needs, you know, a supportive group around them. And in the immediate post-surgical period, you definitely need to have somebody who's kind of available there to help you kind of get up and move around, which is a very important component of recovery. And in addition, kind of help you with activities of daily life for the first, you know, few weeks.
And as far as exercise goes, sometimes there's exercises that you should avoid. And if I were to guess on some exercises to avoid, it would be don't do any crunches.
Yeah, we would definitely ask patients to hold off on that for probably the full 8 weeks, simply because there's some things we do in the abdomen that kind of tighten the musculature, and we really want to give all that a chance to heal and before we really challenge it with a lot of core exercises.
How about exercises that you should do? But we'll get to that when we come back. We are coming up on another break right now. Nothing I can do about it. They tell me once the music starts, but we do have plenty more time coming up with Dr. Parks. You are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Stay with us.
Monday morning, we'll get you up to speed quickly with the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
All morning long.
On Jacksonville's Morning News.
I'm WOKV's Tim Tompkins. Join me every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 for Ask the Doctor, sponsored by St. Vincent's Healthcare. Listen or even call in for the latest health and medical news. The doctors will answer your questions on everything from frequent headaches to vaccines to heart disease. Ask the Doctor, sponsored by St. Vincent's Healthcare, Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 WOKV.
Saving thousands with Robert Palmer.
Rule number two, know your numbers.
Know your numbers.
I'm talking home value, credit score.
Know your numbers.
Knowing your numbers, that's rule number two. You've got to know these numbers.
Get empowered. Join Robert Palmer Saturdays at 3, Sundays at noon.
Here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, have you ever had a company come out to clean your carpets and within a few weeks they look worse than before? Well, let me tell you about a revolutionary company called Zero Res. Now, Zero Res is short for zero residue. Now, the reason that carpets get dirty again is because of soapy residue that's left behind, not with Zero Res. Now, Zero Res has patented technology that creates empowered water, which is totally green, and it cleans without adding any soaps, detergents, or shampoos. No residue means that your carpets will stay clean longer. And what about integrity? Well, let me tell you, the Zero Res guys, they're straight shooters. Did you know that Zero Res in Jacksonville was named number one in the nation for customer satisfaction? Now, Zero Res is simply the best process, the best equipment, and the best people. So, want carpets clean? Call Zero Res today, and you get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. You tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call Zero Res at 287-5727. That's 287-5727. Zero Res, spelled forward or backwards. It's the right way to clean.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of the Fields Auto Group. Welcome to Fields Cadillac Jacksonville.
If I have to be here more than an hour, the lounge is great. I can bring my laptop, do some work, get some coffee.
It's what we do, including our Fields Matters Amenities program, which includes our gourmet cafe, loaners, and car washes.
At Fields Cadillac, they make you feel like family. They know your name, they know your car. As soon as you drive up, somebody greets you.
We simply treat people the way we want to be treated.
There's a new name for luxury on the First Coast. Go to FieldsAuto.com, then see Fields first.
Fields matters because you matter.
And now you can lease a new 2015 Cadillac ATS 2.5L sedan for only $269 per month for 36 months. Cadillac, dare greatly. 36-month lease available to well-qualified lessees through GM Financial. $26.59 due at signing, plus title, taxes, license, and $6.95 dock fees. Mileage charged 25 cents per mile over 30,000 miles. MSRP, $34,210. MSRP may not be the price of the vehicle sold for in the market trade area.
Offer ends 11-2-15.
You already know that no one builds a better home than Collins Builders. And Collins Builders Custom Offsite Division is your one-stop shop to having a custom home all your own. From start to finish, Collins Builders handles all the headaches that typically arise when building a new home. Collins Builders offers a variety of home packages, starting with their proven floor plans to full design build services. Let Collins Builders walk you through your home building experience step by step to ensure an enjoyable home building process. Collins Builders is locally owned and operated. When you build with Collins Builders, you'll be dealing directly with the builders. So save thousands by letting Collins Builders build your dream home on your lot. Call 904-371-0882 for more information. That's 904-371-0882. Or visit us online at collinsbuilders.net. That's collinsbuilders.net.
Collins Builders, build your foundation on solid ground.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Variable cloudiness for the rest of the day today. A little bit breezy at times and a few widely scattered showers. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s inland and the upper 70s at the beaches. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, low to mid 60s. It's an 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy, a few showers, and it'll be warm for your Sunday. Tomorrow's highs 80 to 85. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny, a few showers in the lower 80s, and a few scattered showers increase for Wednesday, otherwise partly cloudy and in the low 80s. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Action News Jack's Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app, powered by Jack Hananias Acura of Orange Park.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Tim Tompkins here, and Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's every single Saturday at 2 o'clock here on News 104.5 WOKV. We are talking about the new mammogram recommendations. We've been talking about that for a while. I got Dr. Joseph Parks in the studio here with me today. And if you happen to have been at the Donald Trump rally or by the Sea and Sky Spectacular Air Show with the Blue Angels out by the beaches, please leave us an open Mike on the News 104.5 app. Let me know how it was, your takeaways from the events, and you might just hear yourself on the radio Monday morning for Jacksonville's morning news starting at 5 a.m. So, Dr. Parks, you are with the Florida Plastic Surgery Group, and I guess one question that I think at least I had, and maybe a lot of other people have, are can people call you directly, or do they need to get a referral from one of their doctors, or how does that all work?
Absolutely. So, kind of depending on the setting, they can get a referral, or they can call directly. If it's a insurance-based case, which would be like breast cancer, breast reconstruction, if you get in touch with our office, we can kind of retroactively contact your physicians and make sure that we're all covered with referral standpoint for the insurance purposes.
And to reach Dr. Park's office, the number for that is 262-3372. Again, that is 262-3372. So you had mentioned earlier that you're at the Clay office. You guys just have one office in town? Or?
Absolutely. So it's myself and my partners, Dr. Michael Faluco and Dr. Ankit Desai. And we have three locations. We have one actually at Baptist South, and then one at St. Vincent's Riverside, and then my location out in Clay.
And Faluco's a fantastic doctor, too. I knew somebody that actually had to have a meeting with him for something that they were going through, and they had nothing but praise for all the help that he was able to give through the whole process, and they spoke really wonders. If you had to give advice for women that are choosing a plastic surgeon, because it's a choice, you don't have to see one particular person, what advice would you give a woman?
Again, it's kind of depending on the reasons that they're seeking care, but you really want to look for a doctor who does a lot of whatever it is that you're asking them to do. So particularly for my practice, that's breast reconstruction and breast surgery. And, in our group, we work together on a lot of these cases, and, we're really focused as well as our staff on taking care of the patient holistically and really being a guiding hand for what we hope to be the happy ending of a long struggle with cancer.
And I think it speaks to that testament, too, that you guys were just out at the Breast Cancer Reconstruction Awareness Day over in the town center with St. Vincent's. Great stuff. And Dr. Parks, I really appreciate you being on. And every single Saturday, we're here at 2 o'clock. Just tune in to News 104.5 WOKV. And the Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's. Tim Tompkins here. We've got news, traffic, and weather coming up.
Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the TuneIn Radio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.